And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup in the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios. Pat McDonald, we're paying tribute to his amazing 34-year career with Western Outdoor News. He's still around. We're not rid of this guy yet.
34 and still going.
Yeah, still going strong.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Ready to rock.
It's all good. And boy, we great calls this morning, great fishing reports, and a great prize this morning, too.
Boy, you're not a kid, man. How about that? At the end of the show today, some lucky caller is going to get to win a full AFTCO clothing package, including the very popular and new AFTCO tactical fishing short, as well as the AFTCO Matrix performance shirt. That's thanks to our good friends up at AFTCO. And as we heard during the catch report, in addition to that, you're also going to get a three-quarter day trip at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, an awesome opportunity for one.
Nice package. You can style your new clothing on one of the great trips out with Captain Brian.
Yeah, so, no doubt. And if you want your opportunity at winning those great prizes, or better yet, your chance to talk to Pat, you want to tell a favorite story of Western Outdoor News, favorite story of fishing with Pat, all kinds of great information today, give us a call. Two ways you can do that. First is our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or call us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
All right, got a couple of reports in here. Let's go first to the East Cape. Captain Mark Rayer, Gen Ren Sport Fishing. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to call in and say congratulations to Pat. I know it's not actually a retirement, but for a change in position, more or less.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, I know. We don't know what the future quite brings. I have interesting offers coming here, but I think I'm just going to take it easy for a little while. But, yeah, I was down there at the East Cape fishing with Mark, and we're going to see him in Cabo in November. He's got a team that's across the board this year.
Oh.
Nice.
The Vaquero, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so Mark, third place last year. You're not going to settle for that this year, are you?
We're coming after him this year. We got all three boats going to be down there for the tournament.
No kidding.
Nice.
Last year, after the first day, Gen Ren 3 was in fifth place. We finished third overall with Vaquera for 186 teams. We were somewhat satisfied with that, but we're coming after it this year.
Yeah, buddy.
All right. And how's the fishing?
Fishing is outstanding. Fishing, I was waiting on hold to talk to you, Pete. I was thinking about it. We have not had one hint of a storm coming our way this year.
We've had the
best Dorado shootout, I think, probably ever in history. We had the best Bisbee tournament ever in history. Yesterday, the Van Wormers had their Wahoo tournament. It was the first annual Wahoo tournament. They had 44 boats entered in the tournament. 25 Wahoo were caught.
Nice.
A 55-pound Wahoo won the tournament.
Big one.
And the fishing is just spectacular. I mean, in the 27 years I've lived here, I don't recall ever going into September without having one scare of a storm or rough weather. The fishing's good. The weather's perfect. Things couldn't be better here.
Man, I'm getting pumped up for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in October. Going to go fishing with you for a couple days. That should be good, huh?
That should be really good. And we do have Gen Ren available for that tournament in October. It's mid-October at Palmas de Cortez.
No way, really? Ren's available?
Do.
Wow.
Somebody's going to score.
Yeah, no kidding. That's good. So, Mark, if somebody wants to book Gen Ren for our tournament or book any of your fine boats for any time, now's a good time to get down there. How do we do that?
You can call me on the telephone. My cell phone number is area code 310-308-5841. Either call or text, or you can go to our website at teamgenren.com and you can contact me through the website. I also want to mention, you know, we're doing that tournament in November. It'll be the 2nd and 3rd of November in Cabo San Lucas, and all three of my boats will be down there. And if somebody wants, we're booked up for the tournament, but if somebody wants to come down and fish after the tournament in Cabo San Lucas rather than the East Cape, we can hold the boat down there. We've done it the last 2 years. We've had people that wanted to fish that happened to be going to Cabo San Lucas, so we can do that.
Wow, cool. And, of course, what's cool about your operation, too, is you can go online and see the calendar and see what's available. So and then book right online, right?
Yep, we have a weekly fish report. I post up a new picture almost every day on our Facebook page. There's tons of information. And,
yeah.
Pat, maybe you can sneak out and come down here a day or two before the tournament in November.
Right now, I just got that. I just marked that down right now.
Yeah, there you go. He's semi-retired, so there he is.
Sign me
or
up.
After the tournament, if you need to unwind, you can go fishing a day.
Yeah, so when Mark says best fishing in 23 years, it's time to go down.
Mark's seen some fishing.
Yeah, he's seen some fishing, for sure. Looking forward to it, Mark. TeamGenRen.com, Mark Rayer, live from the East Cape. Nice to hear from you, Mark.
Okay, thank you, Pete.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, hey, with that, we're going to continue with the Catch Report. A special bonus, we got the man, Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute is on the line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Anxious to hear what's going on in the Tribute.
Well, second day of a two-day trip. Yesterday we fished the Cortez. Pretty good fishing on that bigger grade yellowtail. Fished anywhere from 18 on up to 30 pounds. Pretty good yo-yo fishing there in the morning. A couple of handfuls of bluefin to go with it, and a little, plenty of bonito. Here, second day of our two-day trip, we have done very, very good this morning at losing big bluefin. kind of seems to be a little bit of a trend here this morning. Very, very good sign. Actually, very good sign. Fish anywhere from probably 50 on up to 150 pounds. And as you look around here, you see guys pulling on them. We have two fish hanging in here right now. The Pacific Dawn's up off my bow. I just watched him put on one, and he's got three hanging. All easy one-day range. What I do ask, if anybody's coming out, whether it's on tonight's trip or any time throughout the week, make sure you guys have good gear. Heavy gear.
Yeah, you got to have the right gear because these are big fish, right?
You know, there's been a mix. Fish anywhere from 30 pounds on up, but so far this morning, there's just heard Buzz on the Prowler talking about losing a few. I mean, it really seems to be a common theme here this morning. A lot of flatfall bites. We did have two bites on the kite. The fish we have hanging right now are on the flatfall jigs. If you guys are going to come out and fish stuff like that, you know, 80-pound mainline or 80-pound specter, more than anything, and I know this is something Rick and I talked about last time I was on the show, heavy leaders on those flatfalls. These things have teeth.
Yeah, good call, Mike. Man, that's just crazy fishing. And I don't know how many times we hear that same scenario. That big fish is tough, and we're just not used to having fish of this size at here. And, I mean, that's the size of fish you catch at Clarion, you know what I mean? And, like, you need to be fishing tackle appropriate. And it's just so cool, Mike, that you guys are on those big ones again. And heavy leaders a must, heavy line, two-speed reels, and pull like heck.
Yeah, we had our groups pretty festive last night after their steak dinner. I think they stayed up and drank a little bit. And this morning there's been a little bit of butt kicking going on, and I think it's one way to sober up, and hopefully we can put some of these things on the boat. There has been decent fish here lately, though. I mean, there's guys yesterday that had catches up in the 40 fish range on that 30 to 50 pound bluefin with a few bigger ones. Some really nice yellowfin up to the 60 pound range mixed in with them. But,
wow.
Yeah, if you want a good way to wake up after drinking all night, hook one of these things.
Yeah.
read between those lines and see what the deck must look like. That's pretty cool, Mike.
Well, Mike, if somebody wants to fish aboard the Tribute, how do we do that? Just be careful.
I think we still have a few spots left tonight. We do have room throughout the week on these. We're doing overnight limited load trips out of Seaforth Landing. Give Seaforth a call, 619-224-3383. And, We got our fingers crossed. We're going to try to land these things.
Yeah, and you know what else, too, I might add is commercial bluefin season is closed. So it's all sport fishing now. No commercial pressure whatsoever.
It's all sport boat, and there's a lot of them. We've seen on our last trip coming up from the Cortez, probably 40 miles of straight fish. I mean, there's no shortage of these things, and they're all left for us.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome, awesome.
Fantastic.
Great job, Mike.
Sure appreciate that, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate the call.
All right, you guys have a great Sunday.
All right, how about that, huh?
You fired up, dude.
You want to go fishing, Pat?
Yeah, I'd like a sport fishing Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Indeed.
Awesome. All right, well, hey, with that, we're going to find out. We're going to continue on with our catch report. It's time for our fishdope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And if you're planning on taking a shot at the big bluefin, make sure you stock up on the Ahi USA Glow Assault Diamond Jigs. With the tuna being keyed on squid, these jigs are a perfect solution for getting bit. Ahi USA offers the assault jigs in mackerel, glow, sardine, baby red, silver flash, and they're available from 1 to 14 ounces. Most of the shops are re-rigging these things with a 5-0 heavy-duty treble hook or a 7-0 J-hook and crimping on a heavy leader, as you just heard Mike talk about how important that is, like a piece of 130, 150, even 200-pound, so that it meets the needs for these giant fish. Get them before your next trip because, as Mike said, it's so important to have the right piece of tackle when you're hooking fish of that size.
No doubt about it. Let's talk to your saltwater guide, fishdope.com reporter, the one and only Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Pat. Congratulations. Good luck on your next venture.
Thank you.
Dave?
No problem. Guys, just listening to Mike there talk about this. That bluefin pretty much stretches from way up west of Clemente to way down south. It's the biggest bass school of bluefin that I can ever remember, or any of the guys that have been in the business longer than I. We can't remember ever seeing this much bluefin, especially we're talking about going into September here. And there's bluefin all over the place, and there's plenty of that monster stuff left. We snuck out again 2 days ago and got another monster back there behind Clemente just outside of the closure. And I got a couple buddies that are texting me right now on their sat phones that are out there, and that monster fish is biting again, basically that same area. And then that stuff Mike's talking about, there's stuff down to the butterfly. There's stuff at Clemente itself, that smaller grade tuna's all over on that island there. From right up on the beach, on the kelp lines, there's bluefin outside, there's just bluefin everywhere. And then if you want yellowtail, there's yellowtail up and down the coast, all the spots, the three-quarter day boat out of Newport yesterday had like 180 coastal yellowtail in Newport. There's yellowtail on all the stock spots like Brian Woolley was talking about. What happens is you end up fly lining for a calico bass and then you hang a big yellow. The fishing is absolutely insane. From you just pick a spot, like I've been saying every week, throw a dart at the dartboard, go there, because that's where they're biting at. They're biting everywhere, guys. There's no reason not to go fishing. We were at Catalina yesterday on the charter. We had a handful of that bigger grade bonita, that 8-pound bonita. We had a handful of those. We had a couple of little yellowtail. We had phenomenal calico bass fishing. Just insane. We were throwing back 5-pounders pretty much all day. There's no reason not to go fishing. If you're waiting for something special to happen, it's happening.
It's happening.
And, of course, fishdope.com has all the stuff. Danny and gets info from Dave and all the guys out there. Finds out what's biting out there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You can find the water quality. You can find temperature breaks. You can find exactly where the fish are. Fishdope.com. Hook up now. Lowercase, no spakes. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Dave?
Well, guys, like Pete was just talking about that fishdope thing, you guys can go on there, and I give a live report pretty much every single day. It's exactly what you should do when you get to where you're going. I kind of break it down so that you can understand. I tell it just like I do on my seminars. So if you're not a member of fishdope, God, I hope you have a great repertoire of people that are telling you exactly what's going on, because I don't know how you can get any better than fishdope. Danny's on that stuff all the time. Look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com or give me a call at 949-374-0786. And next week, I will be calling you guys from Tahoe. I'll be up there fly fishing all next week. I'm going on vacation. So I'll call you Sunday from Tahoe.
All right, Dave. Have a great trip. Enjoy your vacation, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Good job.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Pat, so let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me, man. How about next up, we talk to Charlie, and he's calling us from La Mirada this morning. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, Rick and Pete and guest. Just a couple of things. I want to share with you that I've been an avid reader of Western Outdoors for about 20 years, and I was lucky enough to have my son put in there about 12 years ago. We caught a 111-pound tuna off of Kona, Hawaii, and they posted it in the paper. So thank you for that. And secondly, you know, all this tuna and yellowtail that are local, I've been out a couple of times this year and have had pretty good success on both trips up north here and as well as down in the southern sector. But great time of year to go fishing, and appreciate all you guys do for the guest. And thank you, Western Outdoors, for posting my son years ago, and I continue to reprint at up until this day. So it's nice to hear that it went digital. I look forward to seeing that come to play, and thank you for all that you do.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Charlie. Yeah, fishing is really good right now. You definitely just let dartboard, baby. Get out there.
went out. After Mike's report, man, and then East Cape, I mean, fish. It's time to go fishing.
Yeah. You take some time off, like me, and go. I mean, I'm going to Alaska, and it's funny, but I really almost wish I was staying here just to run out.
Yeah, but that's not such a bad place to go.
Oh, come on. Yeah, what a bad choice.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Come on.
I'm doing a kitchen remodel. I got to get out of town.
Yeah, for sure. I trade you an Arctic, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the nice kudos there. Appreciate the call.
All right. Next up, we're going to talk to Don. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Don, good morning, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had a question for Pat. It actually just came up as the other gentleman was mentioning. Back in 93, I was on my honeymoon down in Cabo and had the chance to fish with Bill Carr. And my wife ended up on the cover of Western Outdoors, and I've fished for 40 years and never even been mentioned. as far as going back digital, how far back in the archives can I go and pick the article? I've got it framed since 93, but it's getting a little faded here in the house.
No, it wouldn't go back that far digitally. Those are all bound copies that we keep hermetically sealed.
Okay, that just came up. I just wanted to thank Pat. Great magazine. I'm excited every week when it comes. It gives me something else to do and to wait for the week here to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm fortunately a self-employed guy, so I fish during the week. I'm going to try to sneak out Wednesday before the crowd start going for the big weekend. We were over on my skipjack over at Catalina on Thursday and got into some yellows from about 18 to 30.
Sweet.
And it was definitely worth taking the day off work.
Heck yeah.
Good job, always Don.
Yeah, way to go. Hey, nice kudos there. Appreciate the call this morning. Good luck on Wednesday.
Pat, enjoy your retirement.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for the call.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back in. Sean, Santa Barbara, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Sean, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, guys. I got a quick question for Pat. As I've gotten older, I seem to have a knack, or I enjoy writing about some of the fishing excursions I go on, and I'm just wondering if you have any tips for a possible aspiring late bloomer and how you got started.
Well, I went to San Diego State. I was a sports editor, I was a daily newspaper editor and writer, worked for San Monica Evening Outlook while I was going to college.
Wow, that's a flashback.
Yeah. I've been a writer and a journalist, all my whole life. So, it's a lot of it is just writing. And I always just tell people that, if journalism really is just about a guy with a pen and a pad of paper or a recorder and then just interviewing people. And that's a lot of it. And so you're just telling stories. You're telling other people's stories and perhaps even your own. Digitally, so many people are able to get published now, so to speak. And we at Western Outdoor News also have been we've started a lot of careers in sports writing and outdoor writing, particularly. I mean, even Dennis Yamamoto, he was like, "I'm not a writer," and I go, "Don't worry about it. I'll show you how to do it."
Yeah,
And so he covers a lot of charters for us, and he's
Dennis, and such an awesome guy.
Yeah, and he's a great friend. And so Bob Semerow, he was not a writer at the time we came, and he came to me like 10 years ago, and just a lot of people. I mean, even Ben Seacrest was really, although he did many, many stories over the years, he was never really considered to be a writer.
Right.
But he has the knowledge. Of course, he's educated. He's smart. And, of course, now he can write prolifically. I mean, it's incredible. So a lot of it is just having the enthusiasm for it and doing it. And, of course, Blake Warren, blake@wonews.com, he can be contacted if you have a great story. Send it to him. We do reader reports on digitally, and we also do first-person reports, which is something I started many, many years ago. when the papers were really big, I would have and give people a voice on how to, on their stories, and they would write a little bit longer stories, and we would put them in.
Sometimes those are my favorite things. I love reading those, the first-person reports
yeah.
on things you do.
Yeah, know. Some of them can't, you know, they're not good writers. I mean, let's face it, that's why there's an editor there. So, but if it's a little problems with it, you know, grammar or spelling, we clean it up, and then it makes it more palatable for the reader. The writer, you know, the idea is to get the story out there and tell the story about their kid. They went out fishing with their child. You know, we have a story coming up this week's paper. There's a guy who caught a 30-pound yellowtail off La Jolla off the beach, and it's a great story. And so we may follow that up with a longer story, but there's just all people have just some amazing stories, and a lot of that is just talking to people and getting their information and putting it out, and then sending it into the paper, and then we'll take a look at it, we'll do some editing, and we'll get it in the paper, and that's kind of how it starts. So how do you get started? Tell a story, send it in, and see if it's worthy of being published.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I am so excited about our final San Diego County Ford Dealer live remote of the season coming up this Saturday at the one and only El Cajon Ford. Of course, we're going to pay tribute to a great man, Paul Leader, who just passed away, the owner of El Cajon Ford. I mean, Pat, you had a lot of interaction with Paul.
Yes.
What an amazing fellow that guy was, and so did so much for the fishing community.
Champion for the fishermen, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he'll definitely be missed. And so a lot of guys are writing on Facebook and a lot of websites about, you know, their experiences with him over the years. So we're really going to miss you, Paul.
Yeah, for sure.
He always gave his time and his money to fishing, too. He was a fisherman himself, and just, man, if there was an event that had to do with fishing, the pocketbook was never closed.
He stepped right up.
Yeah, kids, people, adult, whatever. If it was about a fishing, he was about it. That is that always has been a very fisherman-friendly Ford dealership, for sure.
Yeah, and Paul Dyke, his general manager and partner in El Cajon Ford, will be with us next Saturday at El Cajon Ford. And you should be there, too, because you have a chance to win two amazing grand prize, well, a lot of great prizes, but two amazing ones. A Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. That's like a $5,000 prize right there. Prize number two is a trip for two to Palmas de Cortez and Baja's East Cape, including round-trip tickets from San Diego to Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines.
So cool.
Alaska Airlines, certainly the best way to get to Cabo or anywhere in Alaska, and you can click on the Alaska Air banners. They have some deals going on right now, so you want to check that out at the Let's Talk Hookup page. For sure, you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack out of Dana Landing
and
Mission Bay.
That's your own charter.
Your own charter.
You get the boat.
Shimano rods and reels. Maui Jim sunglasses, and Gary the Prize Cowboy will be there with his assistant Tommy P, giving away a ton of great stuff. We're gonna open the chutes this Saturday, so
watch out.
There's gonna be a lot of stuff coming your way if you just show up there at El Cajon Ford. And cool guest too, Gary Schiebler, world's greatest fishing.
Yeah, cool.
He's gonna play a couple tunes for us and talk about the old days with the Dorados and world's greatest fishing band. So it's going to be a great day.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be really fun. It's next Saturday at El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Come on and join us.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are absolutely packed. We're having more with Pat McDonald. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, 2 live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Flag to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You can tell there's good fishing because as soon as the break was on, everybody was like trying to posture. Okay, I got this day off. You think you want to go this day? Yeah, I'm going to go this day. There's good fishing going on right now.
And we have breaking news from Captain Dave Hans. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. As soon as I hung up from you, I got a text from Jason and Danny over there at Fish Dope. Guy just caught an albacore on the 182 on the Troll.
They're
going to put it up on Fish Dope. It's real. Woo! I just got
my prediction come true.
Yeah, you did it.
There you go. See? Albacore.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy, Dave.
They didn't even know what it was. They had to send Jason a picture.
Now, what's this thing with long fins, right?
Right.
Wow, that's cool,
that's
Dave.
That's big news.
Very cool
on the 182 of all places.
On the 182 on the Troll is what I've been told. So
that's
crazy.
Awesome.
Any size to it, Dave?
What?
Any size to it?
It doesn't look that big. It looks like it's about 10 pounds.
Yeah, well, it'll be up on fishdope.com, right?
Exactly. That's what they told me. I said, I'm going to call and tell them, so you better not be pulling my leg.
Okay. You can see what an albacore looks like. Fishdope.com.
Exactly.
Check it out. Thanks for the breaking news, Dave.
You got it, guys.
All
have
right,
a good week. Bye.
How cool is that, dude?
Yeah.
That's way cool. All right. Well, the phones are just absolutely jam-packed. Everybody wants to talk to Pat, so we're going to jump right back in there. This time we're going to talk to John, and he's calling us from Long Beach this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show, and I love the stories from Pat. I've been reading the Western Outdoor News since, oh, probably 62 when I was 10. To go down to the local store, used to sell a couple of sporting magazines, and they sold it. And if I'm not mistaken, it was about 50 cents at that time.
Let's see. What was it? When I came on, it was about a buck.
Yeah.
It was about a buck.
In 91.
Yeah, 91. But everything costs a lot. I think back, I don't know. What was the price of gas back then?
I really enjoyed the Baja when Tom used to write the Baja column, and then Fred Hawker, you know, and
Fred
great Hawker. Information. I couldn't wait to get that every week as a kid. Keep it all week long and be reading it in school and get in trouble. So.
That's cool.
Yeah, we still cover the Baja, that's for sure.
And,
yeah.
And also, happy birthday to Pete and to Pat. I know your birthday was last month.
Yeah, I retired the day after my birthday, or the day before my birthday.
Wow.
So, yeah, 63 years old.
Your birthday was the 15th?
You got me by a year. Yeah. I turned 62 yesterday. So.
Yeah, 63.
Happy birthday, boys.
I was born when Western Outdoor News came to publication for the first year. It was 1954.
Wow.
Well, my birthday's July 14th of 52, so I'm right ahead of you.
Right on.
Well, thanks, John. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right.
How about we jump back in? Tom from Temecula is going to be up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, guys. Pat, I got a question. You know, growing up in Huntington Beach and fishing down there and seeing a lot of sport fishing operations kind of come and go and people as well, has there ever been an attempt to write a history of sport fishing in Southern California? You know, I go back and remember the Frontier out of the Pavilion there, and Spike Taft, I think, used to run that boat, and his brothers are running boats out of San Diego.
Well, there is an interesting a multitude of stories that can be done, not just photos, but definitely stories about boats and how they've evolved and the different names and the landings that have come and gone, for sure. I don't believe there is a book that is out or has been done
the late Chuck Garrison wrote that book about Bill Poole and that kind of tells the long range story.
Yes.
But there's really nothing that has come out.
All-encompassing.
That's all-encompassing.
Yeah.
There's how-to books, like Bill Recker's written how-to books and things like that, but
Ed Rice,
nothing that...
Remember Ed Rice used to do one for the magazine. He did great columns each month for California Angler and now Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, of course, that's he's no longer around. But, yeah, that is a book that could be written.
Yeah,
and I think, I'm not sure who's going to write it, but it would be a hell of a book, a nice hardbound book that might be good for a coffee table or a collector's item.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to do it unless it was going to be of that genre,
the
super high-quality stuff, even though a lot of those old photos are black and white photos. But, yeah, it's funny, interesting, the old history of the industry is a lot of it is in the pages of Western Outdoor News. Gene Kira did one about Baja and used the newspaper, all the back copies. He was in there for weeks looking through the back copies of Western Outdoor News and did a whole story about Ray Cannon and the Sia Cortez.
Yes.
And based it all the stories and all the information that he gathered in the through the pages of Western Outdoor News. So it's there, and somebody maybe should do it. Maybe
and Gene was an amazing writer too.
Yes, and he still is. But,
yeah,
but he's not doing anything anymore.
No, he kind of retired. But like you, kind of retired.
I'm still doing the. Oh yeah, we now.
Yeah,
we
you're still writing though.
Gary is doing the. Gary and Jonathan Roldan are splitting the columns, and then I'm doing the Baja reports.
But think about the history, you know, Russ Iser and all the characters that have come and gone in this world. I mean, geez. That would be some pages there and some pictures.
That was the first guy I ever met on the job, really outside of the company, was Russ Iser. And then Bob Fletcher was another guy. They were at an artificial reef conference in Orange County. And I was like...
Built shed?
They didn't know what to do with me. I was at that time, I was assistant editor for about 6 months. So they were like, what do we do with this guy? So like, go down and cover the artificial reef conference, which was just about a mile away over in Orange County, right into the John Wayne Airport. And I went in And I was like, hey, I'm here to cover the Reef Conference. Who do I talk to? And I didn't know anybody. And so there was an old curmudgeon guy there. It was Russ Iser, and that's where I met him. And he was just appalled that I didn't know jack about, artificial reefs. But I learned very quickly to understand that he was the guy that knew everything about our fisheries, and he built
and mentored so many people too.
Yeah, there's a reason why there's a reef out there called Iser's Reef.
Yeah,
and then of course Bob Fletcher at the time was one of the deputy directors with
Fish and Game.
So I met some great people right off the bat, and I knew that's the thing. If you want to know more about something, find the people that know, and then pick their brain, and that's where I met those guys. So, yeah, Russ, he was a great history. But, yeah, the history of sport fishing should be told and brought into one package. I'm not sure who could do it, but I hope somebody does it.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. Hey, good question, though. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. When we're going to next up talk to we're going to jump into the phones, and we're going to talk to Mike. There he is, calling us from San Carlos. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, hi. I kind of have a subscription question. I normally let my subscription expire so I can go to, like, Fred Hall Show or Dave the Docs and get, a cool gift, you know, like a fillet knife.
Right on.
But if I subscribed online and even went out, like, I'll do it for 5 years, can you still get a gift?
No.
Yeah, that's a Fred Hall promotion.
Oh, yeah. What you want to do is go to the show and get 2-year extension, and you get two prizes, two gifts plus extra stuff. We just throw stuff at you. So just when you come by.
Wait till the Fred Hall show and re-up, right?
Yeah, that's what I would do. It's fun.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But
now,
no,
speaking of legends, the people that retired, refresh my memory, the names, that used to work the Fred Hall shows.
Mason and Terry Goodrich.
Yes.
Yeah.
You talk about legends in the fishing industry. Those two, man.
Yeah. They retired about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so yeah, we miss those guys a great deal.
No doubt.
But they sold some of their hot sauce to a Japanese company, and then they have some investments and that kind of thing, and so it enabled them to step down, and now they're traveling and having a great time.
Good for them. That's right.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Next up, let's talk to John. John comes from Fountain Valley. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John.
Good morning. Guys, speaking of albacore, the reason this call is about albacore, I've been taking my two sons since they were teenagers, start on the half-day boats, the three-quarter-day, and then overnight boats. They've been going with me every year since. They're now in their 50s, and they're going to go with me this weekend, again, on a two-day out of Seaforth. But really, I'm calling about the Western Outdoor News back to Bert Twilliger days and Chuck Garrison, and then, Pat, before your time, you guys put a story about my younger son got a 63.5-pound albacore on a certified scale in San Diego.
Nice.
Got that story got in there, and I appreciate that, and they go with me every year. I've been in, I don't know, 40-plus years subscriber to Western Outdoor News, and I really appreciate what you guys do, and I look forward to it every week. And I got some of those Red Paula knives, too, and they work great. So.
Yeah, they do. You know, yeah, they're probably made.
They're sharp.
Yeah, they are. They are sharp. I know. I cut myself on them.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Ingrid Poole, to talk about history of sport fishing. We were just talking about that great book, Ingrid.
Gentlemen, I'm down in San Diego for a few days from Montana, and I happened to catch this show this morning, and I love you talking about the history. Many people knew that Bill got into it in 1949 and started Seaforth in 57, and then an awful lot of history after that. But I was wondering, Pat, about who in the world could actually write about this fabulous history. Bill was not one to save things, but people have talked about a sport fishing museum down here in San Diego. But I want to thank you, Pat, for all the years of writing about sport fishing, and all of you guys have. But it's a wonderful story to be told.
It is.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of, not just San Diego, but all over. We had a No, there is no real sport fishing capital of the world more than the Southern California Bight, really, here. And whether it's the long range and all the stories of the great captains, of course, Bill Poole, I think, being the greatest of all.
Yeah, sure.
There's no question about it, not just because you're calling in, Ingrid, but, you know, I'm just privileged to be able to know Bill and to fish with him. It was one of the great experiences of my life to be on the Supreme fishing with him, and miss him a great deal.
Well, thank you for that.
And I got to say one thing, Ingrid. Linda went down to the day at docks with me, and she doesn't go to too many things. You know, my wife doesn't go to too many things, and she says, she came up to me, she says, oh, that monument that they did to Bill, that is just so amazing. It was so amazing. And I was like, oh, I said, wow. I never really think about it too much. I just look at it and go, it's a great tribute. She says, it just brings everything together for him.
For sure.
Because she loved him, too.
Every time I walk by that, I think of Bill and I have so many great memories of that guy and of course, being the very first guest on Let's Talk Hookup in 1991 with us. I mean, so much stuff. I mean, there was a book written about him, but there's so much more to tell, right, Ingrid?
Yes.
Absolutely. Frankly, may he rest in peace. I don't think that Chuck really told the full story. There's someone else that needs to elaborate on the sport fishing history. Bill's part of it was actually building boats that were safer for longer distances and going to the authorities to get permissions for longer distances. But the fact that he cleaned up the waterfront to a very large degree is part of the history. It was very important to him. After he got out of World War II, said, I think I can make a little money in sport fishing, and that's where he went. So, gentlemen, thank you for, I've taken enough time, but I just really appreciate all that you guys are doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Ingrid. Thanks for being a part of this show. Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky callers got themselves that great AFCO clothing, the trip out of Dana Wharf. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The warm weather is here, and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 857, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're at the winner of the AFCO clothing package with the tactical shorts and the Matrix shirt and that great three-quarter day trip at a Dana War Sport Fishing going to Carlos and Irvine. Carlos, congratulations. Pat picked out a winner, and you're the lucky guy.
You're the lucky guy. And Pat, such a great career.
Awesome, Pat.
2 hours is not enough to talk about 34 years of incredible work that you've done and all the contributions and all the stuff for the fishing industry. We'll just have to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still in the industry, still being a part of it. I'm just kind of slowed down a little bit here, but I'm always going to be a part of fishing and hunting, and I'm going to be still writing. So
cool.
I look forward to many, many more years, but just not as editor.
More time on the skiff now.
Yeah, that's right. I'm skiff fishing. I'm fishing. I've got
traveling.
The Eastern Sierra traveling. I've got a kitchen to remodel, and I've got a grandchild to see in St. Louis, and my kids in D.C. and St. Louis, and, and a lot of travel.
They're in D.C. and St. Louis.
Yeah, they came out for the big party that we had
at
Spec Ops in Vista, and he had a good time there. It was a lot of fun, and a lot of fun people had a great time. You were in Alaska at the time.
Yes, indeed. Sorry I missed that. But, hey, a fantastic career and still going on, and if somebody wants to contribute and be a part of still your career down at the Western Outdoor News Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, that's your kind of your next big gig, right?
Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah, I've got the Alaska trip I'm leaving for tomorrow, the Kingfisher tomorrow, and then I've got the Cedros trip that I'm hosting, and then I've got Cabo on November 1st to the 4th. So that's a fun tournament, you know, and it's cost effective for a lot of different people. It's not like the Bisbees. And just go to Google Cabo Tuna, and the website will come up. And if you've never done it, it's a great experience.
It's a good time.
No doubt.
Guaranteed.
Blood
We've done
party.
It before. Yeah, for sure. And thank you, Pat, for being here. And thank you for listening today. Next weekend, big weekend, live from El Cajon Ford with Mr. Gary Schiebler from the world's greatest fishing band. Don't want to miss that. Our last San Diego County 40 dealer live broadcast. Your chance to qualify for all those big prizes next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Labor Day Sunday, Mr. Excitement and Let's Talk Hookup legend Mark Mills will be here in the studio. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.